Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pursuit to Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. We are still talking about 10 benefits of speaking in tongues. And the very first one I want to mention is the fact that tongues bring you spiritual edification. It brings you so much edification. It builds you up. The word edification means to build up, you see. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:18, he says, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you. If you've noticed, Paul was very, very successful in every single thing that he did. You know, Paul was a very successful preacher. There's a very interesting statement that is made in my local language, you know, and the translation goes this way, that Paul, who didn't come early, is more than the ones who came earlier. Hallelujah. That's what it said. You know, he was not part of the 12 disciples, but he came later on, you see. But when he came, he did so many things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul mentioned the fact that he labored more abundantly than them all. Then he says, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. He knew that there was a certain grace upon his life, and he knew how to take advantage of that grace. That is why he said, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. The more you speak with tongues, the more spiritually edified you become. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 14:4, the Bible says that he that speaketh an unknown tongue edifieth himself. He edifieth himself. You see, Paul, in writing to the church at Corinth, encourage them to continue the practice of speaking with other tongues in their worship of God and in their prayer lives as a means of spiritual edification. Now, you have to notice the fact that it is not for mental or physical edification. It's not mental. Neither is it physical. It's not for building your muscles. It's not for building your mind. It's for building your spirit. You see, the Greek language says that the word edify can be translated as charge. You see, so in speaking in tongues, you're actually charging your spirit. So you can read it this way. He that speaketh an unknown tongue charges himself like a battery. He charges himself like a battery. So the more you speak in tongues, the more you are charged spiritually. The more charged you become. It's so important. Hallelujah. It brings you so much edification. It brings you peace and joy and excitement. It helps you take advantage of what is for you in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. It's so important. He that speaketh an unknown tongue edifies. He charges. He builds himself up like a battery. Oh, hallelujah. This is wonderful. It means that tongue speaking is a spiritual means of spiritual edification for every one of God's children, including you. You see, when you read in 1 Corinthians 14:2, the Bible says that for he that speaketh an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Moffat's translation of this verse says that he speaks divine secrets. The word mysteries is translated divine secrets. It means that God has given us a divine supernatural means of communication with him. Isn't that amazing? I mean, the fact that when you're speaking in tongues, you're actually in direct connection with the Lord. You see, if you read in 1 Corinthians 14:14, it says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. The amplified version of that particular verse says that if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays. You see, God is a spirit. And when we pray in tongues, our spirit is in direct contact with God, who is a spirit. We are actually talking to him by a divine supernatural means. Hallelujah. It is amazing how people can ask in the light of all these scriptures, what is the value of speaking in tongues? I mean, sometimes you can't understand some people. All these things are in the Bible. I'm not reading something else to you. I'm reading the Bible to you. It means that tongue speaking is so important. It's so powerful. It's so important. You see, when you speak in tongues, your spirit man, who is linked to God or who is in union with God, has an activation. Their spirit man is activated to be able to say things to God. You see, you get to speak divine secrets to God. Hallelujah. It's so important. It's so, so important. So don't ask too many questions about speaking in tongues. Don't doubt it. If you've not experienced, you would not know how powerful it is. You see, if you've not experienced something, you don't have any business talking about it. If you want to experience it, if you want to talk about it, then get to experiences and form your own perspective about it, or your own perception about it. Hallelujah. It's for everybody. Everybody, every believer should speak in tongues. Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. You see, it's plural. It means everybody. The word them is plural. It's for everybody. Hallelujah. The more you speak with tongues, the more spiritually edified you become. The more you charge yourself. Charge yourself up spiritually today. Strengthen your spirit today by speaking with tongues. Paul prays that you might be strengthened with mind by his spirit in your inner man. The way to do that is by speaking in tongues. The more you speak in tongues, the more strengthened you become. The more you speak in tongues, the more your relationship with God is strengthened. The more you get to know God some more. It's so important. This is one of the major benefits of speaking in tongues. Charge yourself up today. Edify yourself in the realm of the spirit today. In Jesus' name. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Then God bless you. Bye-bye.